Well, and that thought crossed my mind too. You know, not being very intimate as to what they actually do. You know, I mean, I have people there. So you got to kind of go back to the start of the radar group that still exists. There's about 10 or 12 or 13 of us. And, you know, we take care of a lot of those high-profile Detroit repeaters because we inherited them from the Edison Radio Club. You know, and when Detroit Edison, in its heyday in the 70s and 80s, almost all the radio techs and all the guys in radio maintenance and install, they were all hams. And they had access. You know, they had access to DT Plaza Roof, and they had access to the Book and the Rensen and, you know, Oakwood, a lot of these places that we maintain as sites today. And then as they got older and retired, and many of them passed away, and, you know, that we kind of had a choice to make in the early to mid-80s, you know, do we just let all this fade into oblivion, or do we actually do something to take it over and take control? And, you know, that's when we went out and we incorporated and we got the league insurance and, you know, made sure that we kind of had all our ducks in a row. That's why a lot of this stuff is still on the air. You know, some of it's not. Some of the sites we lost and some of the people lost interest. But for the most part, the backbone's still there.